January 4th already. It means the 4th of July. I mean, the 4th of January. Welcome to Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show. From America, where Bush-led, self-inflicted terrorism, fascism are practiced daily, soon our troops will learn a new dance step called the Goose Step. And if you don't like the picture, you can be one of the guests in one of our new 600 prisons with room service provided by the U.S. Army. Well, at least I listened to Barack Obama's winning speech last night in the Iowa caucus, and sounded like Kennedy. You know, I just hope this boy stays alive long enough to become president or vice president or whatever, because we need a guy like that. New life, new blood. He's getting some tremendous coverage down in Kenya, his home grounds where his dad came from. But tonight we have Steve Barish on. He's the sidekick that started out here. He's got his own show now, and I guess he's got a couple of listeners even. And occasionally he does the healing when he's not too angry. So anyway, Steve, how are you doing, man?
Good, Fred. How you doing?
Good. How's everything back there in the upstate NY, Big Apple?
Well, it was 6 degrees yesterday morning, so it was pretty cold.
So you must have been out in your T-shirt going to the garden.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm fighting a little cold, but other than that, I'm doing fine.
Yeah, now I think we might have had a caller already. So let me just
check.
Is the caller still there?
Yes, I am.
Who's calling in?
Hi, this is Ken from London. I spoke to you last month, Dr. Fred.
Oh, how are you doing? Ken from London.
Very good, thank you.
Steve Barish and Dr. Fred on the phone.
Hello, Mr. Barish.
Hi, how you doing, Ken?
But it's an open mic show, and because there's, you know, it's just that time of year when we do open mic, so what do we do for you tonight?
Actually, I wanted to ask you a question, Doctor. I'm really into sort of diagnosis type sort of research, and one of my relatives is quite sick, and what I wanted to ask you was, in your experience as a doctor, what do you know of sort of body scan technology which can sort of tell you what's wrong with your body as apart from a blood test and the urine test? You know, sometimes there are sort of, you know, I don't know if you know of the work of Sherry Edwards and things like that.
Yeah, the sound stuff, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm looking for something similar which can sort of scan your body and tell you, yeah, you know what, you've got a problem with sort of water retention because I'm detecting so-and-so in your body. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, what do you think about that, Steve?
Who is this person we're talking about, can I ask?
Actually, it's my mom.
It is your mother.
Yeah.
How old is she, please?
She's in her late or mid-50s, I think she's in
late 50s?
Yeah.
Okay, and is it in her legs?
It's in her legs, but I'm told that there's also an issue with her heart.
Ah. Okay.
Yeah.
Is she on any medication at all?
She is on some sort of antidepressant, but the doctors won't release to me what the actual name of the medication is.
Is she walking at all?
She on Lexapro, by any chance?
Say again, doctor?
Lexapro. Is she on that?
I don't know. I'd just be hazarding a guess if I answered that.
Go ahead, Steve.
I'm looking right at her gut. And I'm just changing it from black to white. So give me a second here.
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
I'm going to go through you to her, so that's what we're going to do. Can you feel energy going through the top of your head, sir?
Maybe because I'm a bit nervous.
Okay.
I can't just
Okay, that's all right. That's fine. Your mom's clearing from the top of the central tendon. That's the... diaphragm. I'm sorry, I should use that word, diaphragm. She's very uptight.
Maybe she's nervous.
Yeah, I can feel it.
I can tell you now that I'm told, and I have no way of proving it, but I'm told that she's been diagnosed with paranoid schizophrenia.
Okay.
And that is the reason she's on these antidepressants.
Yeah.
Well, that's what the doctors call them, antidepressants. They could be SSRIs, but I'm not sure.
She needs to find somebody that can help her through meditation. Meditation would help her tremendously if she could focus. Right now, what I'm doing is just clearing the diaphragm because that's the emotional area of the body. I always thought it was the head or the heart, but it's the diaphragm that causes a lot of trouble. So what I'm doing is freeing that up. It's changing color now to gold. You feel your head getting lighter?
A little bit, yeah.
Yes. Good. There it goes. It just changed color. Her chakras are opening up, so give me a second here. You feel energy going down through your feet, sir?
Through my abdomen, yes.
Yes. Do you feel it through your feet?
You will
in about 3 or 4 minutes.
Okay.
Okay, there'll be light coming out of the front of your toes. The chakras will be opening up in the bottom of the feet, and you'll be connected to Mother Earth. I can see the crystals connecting you already to the white light of Mother Earth, which is happening for your mom. And that should do it for her right now.
So what does that mean? She's healed?
No. What we're doing is grounding her.
Okay.
Okay, and she needs to be grounded badly. And that should help her out tremendously.
Okay.
Yeah, and then to get rid of the cause, this is a common thing. Even my own daughter, who's 20, we had to do some work on her. I mean, she lives in England on the Isle of Wight.
Mm.
What we're finding out now, this syndrome that you're describing is starting to show up in a lot of people at my daughter's age, at 20, at my girlfriend Mikkel's age. Her brother had got in a fight. His jaw got broken. Some guy attacked him, and he's just recovering from that.
Mm.
I just had him diagnosed by one of my doctor friends down in San Juan Capistrano this afternoon. And this is what we're finding in people now. This is a common thing that's almost like
What is common, doctor?
It's a huh?
What is common exactly?
Well, this syndrome, people from your mother's age to my daughter's age, and Mikkel's brother, who is 23, are going through a stress. There's so much negative energy on this planet right now. Everything in the news is negative. The governments are hassling everybody. It's just not a really friendly place anymore like it used to be back in the 60s and 50s. And so what happens is it starts to cause an inhibition of serotonin on the receptor site.
Mm.
And the reason I mention Lexapro is because that's a drug that they're subscribing like crazy. The psychiatric world is going crazy on Lexapro, but I'm not.
Can you spell that for me, please?
Lexapro. Yeah, I don't use it. I don't believe in it. What we found is that in these people, what happens is, well, the diagnosis is like this. The diagnosis is that because they're stressed out,
mm.
it starts to affect the heart.
Mm.
The heart is pumped in by actin, and it gets stimulated by corticosteroids, primarily epinephrine and norepinephrine. When these stimulate the heart, it appears to palpitate, and it speeds up, and it raises blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
When that happens, the serotonin production, because the serotonin is a hormone that insulates the synapses in the brain, causing the thought process to relax. You get your clearest thoughts, your highest meditative thoughts, as you probably know, from relaxing, you know, the alpha state, we call it.
Mm.
Well, people there's certain people that are just what we call high strung, and I was one of these people growing up, but I overcame it in other ways, through meditation. When I was very uptight, had bad blood pressure until I met the Tibetans years ago, and then they mellowed me out, but not everybody gets to spend a year in a lamasery, So what happens is it starts interfering with the serotonin production and the synaptic rate. Well, the people try to fight back. The body has a fight or flight syndrome. So what happens is the serotonin pathways start to get altered. And this now creates a trauma, which eventually becomes a physical ailment in the body. And so they prescribe drugs. But what we have found is, once you get a clearing by Steve, for example, is that light also balances serotonin. Rather than using Lexapro and some of these SSRI, it's called a serotonin reuptake inhibitor drug, rather than using that, we have found that 454 nanometers of light in the blue spectrum, if subjected to 15 minutes a day, will produce the same effect as if they'd taken the drug without the side effects, and it will rebalance and the reuptake of serotonin. And these units are under
$300. Would that be in the form of a laser?
On the page of our website. Now, I'm going to actually bring the doctor on that developed them pretty soon.
Yeah, would that be in the form of a laser, doctor?
What?
Would that be in the form of a laser in the nanometer?
No, no. It's not a laser. It's a specially developed, it looks like a, you know what a mirror square is? Like a piece of mirror, like a 12 by 12 mirror? It looks like that, except it's a bunch of LEDs specially made at 454 nanometers in the blue region. And you just put this light source in front of the person while they work or whatever they're doing for 15 minutes a day.
Yeah.
And I mean, if you go on our website, you'll see all the research and documentation on that. The results are huge. And in Europe, in England especially, the sales are tremendous over there because people are getting results because you guys don't have as much sunlight as we do. And in California, we don't have much anymore anyway, so we're starting to sell them over here, but they do work.
One more time with the name of that device.
It's just a light source. Just go to Pyridyne.com and look at the, you'll see it on there. There's two of them. There's one called a Blu-ray, and there's another one on there. There's two different ones. They're under $300. You can buy it locally, probably in England. It's made by Apollo Health Systems.
Apollo.
You can buy it locally in your country. I bought one for my daughter over there, locally.
Yeah.
Instead of buying, you don't have to buy one for me and ship it. Just get it locally. They sell so many of them in England. They have their own distributorship over there, and I'm not allowed to sell them in England. So I couldn't even sell you one.
Yeah. Did you say it's Apollo Light System?
It beats. And the other thing is get free-form amino acids. And that will replenish the serotonin, structure in the body because the amino acids that build serotonin, lysine, arginine, guanine, different ones, tryptophan is the main one. They're present in free-form amino acids. So get her on free-form amino acids, and then if you want to take it a step farther, use our growth hormone that we use, and we sell that the HGH formula that we sell. On our website and that, and you won't have a 1-2-3 punch. And it doesn't cost all that much. You're not going to put out a lot of money.
Okay,
so
the free-form...
I promise you that.
Doctor?
Yeah.
Yeah, the free-form amino acids, do you sell those as well?
We aren't selling them yet, but we can get them for you.
Okay.
Yeah, you can order them. You should be able to get them. In England, they're not too strict on them. In Canada, they're very strict if they consider them drugs, but you can get them at the local health food store.
No, the thing is, doctors, I can get free-form amino acids from any pharmacy, but the question is, you know, it's like, why do I buy vitamins from your shop? It's because,
I'm
looking at quality as well.
Yeah, we haven't had time to put the brands on that we want to sell. The human growth hormone, the brand that we have is our own specially made brand, and we get the hormone directly. It's an organic form, but it's real, and we get that directly from Eli Lilly. So we're licensed to sell that. You know.
Okay. So can you recommend a brand of free-form amino acids?
Well, I like over here it's like Solgar, Thompson. There's several different brands,
Solgar,
but I don't know what's available over there. It doesn't really matter the brand as long as it's natural, not synthetic, and most free-form are natural, or they can't be called that.
Okay.
Yeah, and they're not expensive. They're a little pricey. You probably pay about £20 for a bottle, but you'll be happy with them and take them on an empty stomach in the morning when she gets up. That
excellent.
And the light source and the human growth hormone, I guarantee you she'll have a new attitude.
Okay. The other thing I was going to ask you is, you know your vitamins, yeah? You call them full-spectrum vitamins.
Right, because there's over 100 ingredients in those.
Yeah, but doctor, yeah? The thing is, if they're full-spectrum and I'm going to use the blue light, because of the nanometer wave, wouldn't full-spectrum based on light cover that nanometer wavelength?
No, it doesn't have what you're dealing with there, if you want to get more technical, is a quantum field. And the light is a... the vitamin is a light substance, okay, with a biochemistry base. So,
yeah.
In other words, vitamins are units of light in a biochemistry base.
That's right.
You need to activate them, okay? It's the same thing with growth hormone. The human body has about 20 nanograms of human growth hormone at any given age. But after about 18, 25 years old, the body just stores it. It won't let it out. So when you take human growth hormone, it releases what's already in the body, even though you're taking the actual same thing, which is called hemotropin. So it's funny how the body gets selfish. You know, as it gets older, it gets selfish. So the what happens is with our vitamins and the full spectrum light source, they work together because the photonic energy releases the quantum value of our vitamins. You know,
okay, so what about free radicals? What do you have on free radicals?
Free radicals are nothing more than electrons that are confusing the cell structure of the body and making things happen, usually cancer or some kind of a growth.
Yeah. So you have anything for that on your website?
For what? Free radicals? No, the full spectrum does that.
Okay, fine.
I've been taking the full spectrum for the last 6 months, and the minerals he has in there are unbelievable.
Oh, yeah, well, plus the Pirlo. That Pirlo formula is good, too.
Yeah.
We're working on an energy drink for USC right now, our football bunch over there at the college.
And I have one more question for your guest. I'm sorry, I forgot your name. Is it?
Steve Barish.
Barish.
Yeah.
So how do you see the U.S. economy for 2008, Mr. Barish?
I think we have a problem. I think we have a real problem. There's something being set up between Canada, United States, and Mexico.
Oh, the North American Union.
Oh, the Amero.
Yeah, and that's really going to be... people don't know what's going to happen. It's going to hit them so hard, they have no idea.
Looking at February?
Well, part of the problem is it's being hidden by New York Times. It's being hidden by, the papers. They're not bringing the truth out, and everybody is going to get whacked very hard.
Okay. What about the Amero? When do you see that coming in?
They're printing them right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, in Denver, right?
Yeah.
Well, Denver is going to be the new White House, so.
Yeah.
They already have the CIA, the NSA, everything else is out there.
Interesting. Okay. So when are you guys coming over to London?
No, I used to do a show over there, but Graham, I forget his last name, we were right down...
Hancock?
Huh?
Graham Hancock?
I don't remember his last name. We used to do, right near the Kensington Palace.
Yeah.
There's a place there that's like a big expo hall. We did a lot of shows there, and it was wonderful. We had a great time. I mean, I loved doing London. It was fun. And, but I wouldn't want to live there, but it was a lot of fun to visit and hang out. I used to go jogging in Hyde Park. I love Hyde Park.
That's nice in the morning.
Yeah, that's when I would go, about 6 o'clock. Back when I used to actually get up in the morning, my early to late mid-20s and early 30s, I was all over that place,
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah,
your mom's going to be a lot lighter. You should be a lot more centered right now. Can you feel that?
Yeah, I suppose I am. I'm perspirating a lot.
Yes, she's going to be the same way even more, so.
Good. Well, listen, I've already ordered your vitamins, Doctor. I ordered them 3 days ago, so they're actually on my way to me. I think Michela sent me an email.
Yeah, Michela. Michela are the two people that handle that.
Yeah, so she's sending, but I actually ordered them for me, but I'm going to give them straight to my mom. And I bought them with the trace minerals so they can interact together.
Yeah, you'll be great with all that.
Excellent. Good stuff. Thanks, Doctor. And thanks, Mr.
Steve.
Barish. All right. Oh, what's your radio station, by the way, Mr. Barish?
Pardon me?
You have a radio station?
Yes, it's on Saturday night at 6 o'clock my time, Eastern Standard Time. I don't know what time it would be for you, but please tune in.
I'll do that.
Yeah, and then check out YouTube. We got a lot of stuff going on over there. We're just
already
starting
done
to
it.
Rumble
already
over
done
there.
It,
we're going to be
Fred.
Putting all over YouTube. A lot of good videos. A lot of my BBS shows are on there. We're actually putting... video images on a lot of statements that come on the show, so people get video imagery as well as listen to it, which seems to really make it more fun,
Good stuff.
Yeah,
well, listen, I'm reading your book. It's a lot of information in there. It takes me about half an hour to get through a page.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I have a lot of questions, but yeah.
And don't forget, if you can't call in, sometimes we get a lot of calls. Sometimes use that live chat. And I'm always on that, too, a BBS Radio live chat. You can click on that.
Oh, really? When? What time?
Well, it's the show that I'm on now. There's a place where you can type in questions, and we answer them.
I didn't know that. Okay,
yeah, it's called Live Chat. You'll see it on the front page, on the index page. Click on where it says Live Chat. It's right on the right-hand side or down by my picture. There's another one. Several little links around there to click in on.
Okay. Well, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
And have a good one. I wish you well for the future and hope 2008 brings you a lot of prosperity.
Very good.
Okay, take care.
Take care.
Bye.
Now, you're listening to Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show. The toll-free number is 877-876-5277. And then we have other numbers like 530-776-5154, 776-5185. There's plenty of numbers. So how's Steve doing tonight anyways?
I'm doing pretty good. I can't complain. Your Portamed has just been absolutely incredible.
Oh, you're getting, yeah. How long you had that now?
I've had that for about a month.
Yeah, that's the first third of detox.
Yeah, and
90-day program. Now, tell me, what's happening in your dreaming state? That's where I'd like to go.
The dream, I'm really detoxifying, and the dreams have been not reality-based.
Yeah, they are when you're detoxing.
It's just not reality-based. It's things that that are coming up from different sources.
You like a lot of fragments?
Yes.
Yeah, like respective RNA, you know?
Right.
You know, in the human body, in our DNA strands, we got what we call DNA junk.
Uh-huh, gotcha.
And it's like inbred into our DNA system, probably going back a million years or so.
It could be.
And that stuff lights up like a TV set. It's harmless, but it could be deadly if it were to be anointed, but it won't be because it's not complete.
Right.
Yeah, so that gives you some wild dreams.
Well, the important thing is that I'm opening up more to energy. And that Portamed has really done a beautiful job for me, and I'm just amazed at what it's done. I mean, my vibrational levels are much higher, and the healing time is almost instantaneous. So there's a lot happening, and we were talking. I think it was 2 weeks ago when I was told that I'd be able to heal a million people at one time. And I believe that the Portamed helped a tremendous amount. I had people calling from England, from Toronto, from Hamilton, Ontario. I mean, it was just incredible. And I think you connect more with the universe with the Portamed. You just have to let it work.
Yeah, because when you realize that your aura field, you know, when you detox for the first 2 hours of sleep, your aura field extends 2 inches, and that's when you get that jumping sensation. If there's an interruption from radiation, which you don't get in the Portamed, after 2 hours. And if you wake up, by the way, I don't know if you woke up within that 2 hour framework and noticed that your body temperature is a lot higher. You're like having hot flashes. And
yes.
Stuff.
Yes.
I do that, and then you wake up 8 hours or 6 hours later just to use the restroom or whatever. You're just cool and you're relaxed and your body's not sweaty anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, that case, because you passed the detox. The detox procedure is to get rid of the lactic acid, which is 98% of the reason why you sleep in the first place. And lactic acid is created by spent muscle tissue, which happens while you're overcoming gravity.
Yeah.
You know, when the astronauts, it was real interesting, when putting people in space with zero gravity, the first problem we had in space medicine back when I was working with space medicine doctors as a scientist, not working with them, but they were alongside them, and we shared our information, was keeping the astronauts in their body. Because, you know, they're up there in the old Mercury and Apollo missions.
Yes.
These guys are floating around there for a day or two, and they're more, and in the Apollo, many more days, and they're out of their body. And when they went to the moon, Edgar Mitchell, he was out of his body, I mean, all the way over and all the way back. He was seeing God, you know?
Yeah.
So that's kind of his interpretation of God. So,
he was
having an out of body experience.
The I think the amazing thing was when I got the new projector. I just bought an projector from Fred about 6 months ago, I think.
Yeah.
And I had a client call me from California on the radio show, and I showed him. Actually, it was a her. And I showed her aura could be felt 3,000 miles away. And
that's the quantum entanglement, yeah.
Right, and what people need to know is the more that they let go, the more things that they can find that will let them be blissful, the more the aura, they'll be able to feel that because the aura is already there. It just needs to be open to allow that to happen. And so once you get those entanglements out, people can open up a tremendous amount.
Yeah, see, the old Portamed, worked on a, the Fortamed worked on a scalar wave principle,
mm-hmm.
wherein once you reach that 13 foot, after you've detoxed for about, you know, a couple of hours, then your aura, human aura,
right.
Extends out 13 feet. And when it gets out 13 feet, it goes to infinity. And then, so therefore, it's full in the entangled mode. Now, what's it entangled with? Well, it's entangled with any master that you might have had, any teacher you might have had,
mm-hmm.
any loved one that's either, you know, in body or out of body, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You can reach their subconscious. And just about any other person that in your entire existence that you've had some contact with. And,
yep.
And when you've had a lot of contact, you get into triple and quadruple entanglement where there's several other electrons, entangling with their electrons. And once the entanglement process occurs, it's forever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Forever. It takes time for consciousness to understand and wake up to its own thrilling existence of entanglement, because it's all about waveforms and stuff, and it's really harmonic and beautiful.
You bet.
When you're toxic, then that gets in the way and it distorts the principle. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. It's so neat how it works when you're not having to deal with, you know, planets that don't have where it works. And this world does everything it can to block the entanglement, but thank God these devices, these extraterrestrials have given us, and the NASA engineering that allowed us to bring them, you know, to manufacture
yes.
them, because it's a combination of both what I learned at NASA and what I learned with extraterrestrials that made these, you know, devices possible.
Well, the amazing part of it is that I'm feeling a lot more love and harmony, and I thought I was there.
Yeah.
But I'm allowing myself to even open up more, and I'm feeling a lot more love and harmony, and I've been talking about that on my show. So there's a tremendous amount of things that are opening up with this Portamed and the projector and the receptor. And I think they're devices that are so powerful, people don't even know how powerful they are. And I don't think we really know how powerful they are, because I keep on wearing them and I keep on opening. So
there's no limit.
There's no limit,
because it's
right.
everything. And remember, electrons, all the electrons in existence were created at the Big Bang, the
mm-hmm.
beginning of the creation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somewhere around 16 billion years ago, when this all started, in the last phase of the start in this universe. I mean,
mm-hmm.
in this existence that we know,
yes.
mentioned.
Yes.
Every single electron was created then.
Yep.
All the atoms, all the photons. There's nothing new. Energy is not created or destroyed. It's just distributed, you know?
Yes.
And people are starting to wake up to it. But they got to
yep.
get their own crud out of the way to get the light in, because the light is a photon.
Yes.
Get their bandwidth going, you know?
Yep. Yep. Do we have another ring in? I think
I
somebody
know.
Else called in, but I'm not sure.
I didn't hear the little beep, so.
Okay. Maybe it was just my telephone.
They'll announce themselves. I'll give the call-in numbers again. It's, some people don't have a well, they have a computer, but they're not on the front page.
Right.
Or they're on that dial-up process. It's 877-876-5227 in the USA and 888-815-9756 in Canada and USA, and 530-876-3222 is a direct line. That direct
okay.
line is always good. That,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyhow, it's just been an amazing trip so far. So keep on making that stuff, man. That's you're incredible.
So anyhow, what have you been doing all week?
Well, I got sick the other day,
by the way, just let everybody know, all healers get sick. That's pretty common. You had an ear infection, just like I did, right?
Yeah. And it's just.
Will
just
you quit copycatting? See, that's entanglement now. But you got the left ear, and I had the right ear.
Yep.
Which is a perfect example of entanglement.
Yep.
When you understand that, we have, as a classical connection, we just talk to each other, and as the quantum connection, which is instantaneous, you know, we talk about my right ear, where you and I were healing on that, and then boom, it bounced back on your left ear, and that's the beauty of entanglement.
Well,
you know?
It's really amazing. You and I are pretty close anyhow, so it's just amazing that we picked up on each other like that.
Yeah, the only problem is you're not an old drag racer like that.
Well, 1962.
Yeah, I know. Same year I did it.
Yeah, but yeah, you had a Z11 Chevy engine. That wasn't fair.
Yeah.
That was a 600 horsepower engine.
Now I got one 540 cubic inches, 1,000 horsepower, and I haven't even driven it. It's stored since I built it. I haven't had time.
Yeah, my Cobra's away for the winter, so.
Yeah, buckle down.
Yep.
We're having a great storm. There's a caller. Hello, caller.
Hi, Dr. Fred. Hi, Steve.
Hi.
Hi there.
Who's the caller? What's your name?
My name is Sandra. I'm calling from Ohio.
Hi, Ohio, Sandra.
Hi.
How's the weather back there in your house? Is it 10 below there, or is it pretty hot?
Oh, last few nights it's gone down to 7 or 8 above in Fahrenheit, you know, but it's supposed to warm up to almost 50s in another couple days.
Wow.
Yeah. Not bad. And I called in before, but I have a question. I've talked with Mikkel about this and Michaela, and I think even Steve. I called Steve about this, and everybody was a bit stumped on it, so I'm kind of throwing this out there now for you. I've been wearing a receptor with a yellow sapphire for about 7 months now, and I really love it. It's done wonderful things for my health, and thank you for inventing this. But I went ahead and I ordered a projector also.
Oh, good.
And it's a silver. It's a duotone. You know,
oh,
silver
wow.
with the gold bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And I originally had ordered zircons in it.
Yeah.
And when I wore it, what I found was I did not have a problem with headaches or anything like that.
Yeah, you shouldn't with a projector.
Pardon?
With quantum entanglement, it doesn't get physical ailments.
Well, yeah, I did. Here, that's what I'm calling about. And that's why it stumped everyone. I have a number of chronic illnesses. One is an autoimmune disease, and I suspect that I have some kind of systemic infection that may have been there for years. And
right.
I'm just now in the process of trying to get it checked out medically, at least diagnosed to see what it is, and then I want to handle it naturally. But in the meantime, what happened after wearing this projector, each time I wore it, even for, say, 20 minutes or a half hour, I would feel very drained.
Yeah.
And then whatever this was, I started getting urinary tract infections.
Right.
And almost kind of like a scratchy throat and a raw feeling in my chest and my lungs. And the more often I wore this, and I would only wear it for a very short period of time when I did, maybe once or twice a week for a half hour, this would start to gear up to the point where I did not wear it for about a month. And then I suddenly came down with a very severe urinary tract infection, and this bacterial, I'm guessing it's a bacterial thing because I'm still waiting to get in to see a doctor. But
right.
But I also,
have you got a star orb in your house?
No, I don't.
You don't have anything for negative energy?
No.
Okay.
And the other thing that happened was some of the symptoms of the autoimmune problem that I have, which is, you know, the symptoms would be easy bruising, or if I would cut myself accidentally, just a little scratch. Normally, it would clot over and stop bleeding within a minute or two.
Yeah.
I would bleed, literally, in one case, I bled for a week.
Yeah, calcium,
a simple
vitamin
scratch.
D and vitamin K problem, yeah.
But that did not happen. I was perfectly fine using vitamins and herbs and whatever until I wore the projector. For anyone listening, I want to say this technology is fantastic. And I'm always the very extreme oddball case with anything.
Well, I can tell you right now what the problem is. You need to get, when you start wearing one of those, you're entangling with your past.
Uh-huh.
And you don't want to do that, and that's exactly what you're doing. And it's not going to be the symptoms that you're having are only symptoms. It's not going to turn into anything, but it's miserable.
Uh-huh.
And the reason you're doing that, and this is, we've had this happen to a lot of people that don't understand, you need to get a star orb into your house immediately, get it grounded outside and hook it into your electrical system, into the plug, and maybe one wire over to your refrigerator. It's a device that we make. It's $200,
uh-huh.
not much. You need to get that in there because you're a very susceptible person to entanglement and quantum communication, which is really cool, but you're going upside down on the what's called the reverse transcriptase of your DNA.
Oh.
You got a bunch of crap stored in your DNA, and rather than that and just dissipate it, you're activating it.
That's what I was getting. Is I'm a professional psychic and medium also.
Yeah, you
and it was my sense.
We were talking about at the beginning of the show, stuff from a million years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the more psychic you are, the more you're going to do that. You've got to have, anytime, especially with a projector, with a receptor, doesn't matter so much because it's a It's a device that he, you know, works on the DNA in a different manner than the projector.
Mm-hmm.
But when you start putting the projector on, you're playing around with Einstein's spooky action and distance. So you know that. You know, you're playing around with the quantum field. This
well, you know
joke.
What? I've had
the
only...
The military is using this technology right now for communication, for dark secret communication.
Mm-hmm.
Same kind of stuff that we do. You know, the same stuff. You know, these shapes, the shapes on these devices really work. It's
oh, they do.
It's not just somebody drew something up and threw it on and you wear it around your neck. It's a real quantum device with real quantum parameters.
I know the receptor has done wonderful things for my health, though, in the meantime. Other problems that I had have cleared up dramatically. And, I guess I would want to ask you also, is there something that I could do? You know, you're talking about a star orb for my home or my office. If I want to wear the projector outside somewhere as I'm wandering around with all those cell phone towers and everything,
don't
is there anything
about
that...
Because if there's the distance, the way the quantum field works, there's no distance involved. It's instantaneous. It could be between here and, you know, 10 galaxies away, and that's the beauty of it.
So you're saying the star orb in my home would suffice
for
everything?
Well, it'll take care of it wherever you are. You could be on the moon, and it'll take care of you.
That's right.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you very much.
You know, it's taking a little bit of time here for everybody to understand this, but 4 or 5 years from now, mark my word, that the hologram and quantum physics is going to be a household word. People aren't going to understand it like we're explaining it, but they're going to know that it's very serious stuff.
Oh, you know what? I do want to say that the few times I wore it, and for the short period of time, I have been meditating most of my life. I'm in my 50s, and I know how to focus thought and emotion and that kind of thing. So, but the few times I wore it, and I threw out some intentions and things I wanted manifested,
right.
And actually they happened fairly quickly, even for me as a beginner just starting to wear this. It was maybe within, in some cases, it was within a day or two.
Right.
In other cases, it was maybe 3 weeks. But it was fairly quickly, and things that I would have had difficulty doing just on my own.
Right. No, I understand that, and I think that's really cool, you know?
But, I mean, I'm saying this for the audience. I want everybody to know it really does work.
I want you to say that for the audience.
Okay.
But what stones do you have in your projector, by the way? Because you took the zircons out. The zircons is just like a nothing to what you could put in that thing, you know. What did you put in there?
Well, I sent it back to Mikkel, and I decided to maybe downstep, you know, from zircons.
Yeah, would you go to yellow sapphires in that?
What did I do? It was pink tourmaline.
Okay.
And she's probably going to be sending it to me anytime. It's been out for a number of weeks.
Okay.
I think I sent it back just before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
But pink tourmaline. So I wanted to hit somewhere between, my understanding is the speed on this, the white stones are the fastest, and maybe yellow sapphires would be slightly below.
They also dissipate rather quickly, too, you know.
Pardon?
The white stones dissipate too fast, too. I've had a lot of really well-known psychics buy these things. People that have clienteles in the tens of thousands. And I find that every one of them usually ends up with a yellow sapphire or something yellow in the energy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just want to read something I wrote to you real quick.
Uh-huh.
I get a lot, this is what I wrote, it's a new thing I'm putting together. I get a lot of questions about the amazing pyridine nuclear receptor and its interaction with the projector. The receptor is a scalar wave quantum transforming device, and the projector is a quantum entanglement projection device.
Huh?
The projector works for the unification of the human auric field, allowing true attainment of focus when wearing the projector. The receptor works via the DNA in the ribbon theory of superstrings, utilizing the geometry of the toric strings to lead DNA into respiraling, thus negating the false aging image projected through quantum ignorance of humanity. So what I'm saying there is that, you know, the aging process, first of all, is always associated with time. And time is something that humans put as a limitation on to accomplish a goal. Unfortunately, they're usually negative, you know, conquering this, conquering that, getting this done. So the receptor works through that through the ignorance of that, allowing your body to not get caught in the ignorance of time and its depreciating example of the human, you know, deterioration or the aging process. Mm-hmm. Projector doesn't even see any of that. It just laughs at it. You follow? Fonz
yes.
said, but you need them both because you got to have your physical DNA re-spiraling while the projector is de-spiraling the etheric level of your DNA into the fourth dimension where there is no time. And there's only quantization or entanglement of what you want to do, what needs to be done.
But
are you understanding it better?
You're not saying to wear them both at once, are you?
No, I'm not saying you can or can't. I'm just understanding where I'm in a singular manner until you understand the difference.
I understand what you said, yeah.
Because they're both very powerful. And what we find is that once people wear the receptor, like many people wore them for 4 or 5 years before the projector was available, then they put the projector back on, and they start wearing that, and they get a tremendous result from that. Then they go back to the receptor, and they have a whole new attitude about
yeah.
the receptor, because now they're open to a whole other level of that.
So
they flip-flop to deeper level. What do you think about that?
I think you're absolutely right. I wore my projector with a blue sapphire for 8 years.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I went to the, after that, I went to the diamonds in the projector. I bought a 18-karat gold projector and with a platinum bridge and had diamonds put in. And then I just got a silver one with diamonds in. So you got to be careful what you use. You know, you just have to be ready for it. Because putting diamonds in a projector is like putting a 20-volt system.
Yeah.
So you got to be careful. Probably the stones that you're talking about would be a lot better for you.
The pink ones?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you both again. And God bless you for everything you're doing, both of you.
Thank you.
Well, we're having fun.
Yeah.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's great.
Yeah?
That's great.
Yeah, we get a lot of callers these days.
I remember that young lady. She called me about that. That was very interesting. I talked to her for about an hour. We had a lot of fun on the phone.
Well, you know, Steve, you take a person like that, she probably doesn't have much of a scientific background, if
mm-hmm.
any at all.
Mm-hmm.
She's probably very psychic, like most people are. You don't have to have a scientific background to be psychic. And she's probably very grounded.
Yes.
And she's going to make a difference.
Yep.
You know?
That's what happens.
You know, it's really cute, though, in the New Yorker magazine, because I'm a permanent resident of that, there's a guy, the cartoon says, making a difference doesn't really make a difference. It's a great cartoon.
Yeah, that's
actually
cool.
It does, but I thought I just laughed my butt off when I saw that.
That's cool.
I love the New Yorker magazine, you know.
Yeah, that's a great magazine.
By the way, we're going to be doing a show in Florida this year in May.
It just, really?
Well, Mark finally got off his buttocks and decided that we should do it after I begged him to do the Florida show.
Okay.
So prepare yourself to come down in Florida in May. And just so
okay.
people know, we'll be in L.A., January 26th or 7th, we'll be in L.A. doing a show with Sound Healing. February, we're just going to go out to the Gem Show.
Uh-huh.
And then March will be up there in New York, freezing
right,
our tails
right,
off.
Right.
April will be back in San Francisco. And then May, we're going to be in Florida. After that, I'll private seminar, and I'm not doing nothing for the rest of the summer.
You
know,
good
my
for you.
Book done, but I have
good
made a lot of progress on my book.
You know what I'll do? I'll take my Cobra and drive it down to Florida.
Yeah, baby. Let's go cruising, man.
Yeah.
We'll be right there. We can go right up to Fort Lauderdale.
Absolutely. Have a ball.
Yeah. I like that idea.
I'll drive that down. I'll let you drive it.
Yeah, I want to do it. And you come out here and drive some of my Ferraris. If
cool.
You know, I've got a few of those.
Love to do that.
Yeah, we got a few cars. I've been collecting cars all my life. You know,
yeah.
It doesn't keep me sane anymore. You know? I sold a few of them from time to time to make Pyridine happen, but
yeah.
I always get them back. It's the nice thing, you know?
Well, you got quite a product, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really working out for us, and we're working hard. And but, you know, I got this beautiful 64 Triumph. I just finally got it licensed, you know, because it was from Oregon. And I pointed it out the door one day. I hadn't ridden it anywhere, and I got it to the door, and the tire was flat.
Really? Are you talking about a Triumph 650?
Yeah, it's a bodybuilder. It's a show bike.
Yeah.
And then I got another bike that I want to ride, but I haven't got the pink slip yet because it's coming. It takes a while. I bought a Billy bike from Easy Rider.
Wow.
It's that orange one, you know?
Yeah.
And I you know, I just charged it on a credit card. I didn't have the cash for it. I said, you know what? I got a good limit on this credit card. Let me charge the Billy bike. And I did. It was fun. So, but I don't know when I'll get to ride it. I did ride it up and down the street, but, you know, the cops pulled me over. They can impound it because it's not licensed.
Right, right,
so
right.
So I don't get a chance to drive anything or ride anything because I'm always working, you know.
That Triumph 650 was a great bike back in the 60s.
Yeah. Yeah,
God,
I've got
that was
one
gorgeous.
In my collection that's from, that's not the same one, but it was from Marlon Brando in the Wild Ones. It's a 50
really?
Triumph Thunderbird.
Oh, wow.
The same color as Marlon Brando's. And then there was one, a James Dean bike, but I couldn't afford it. The guy wanted $14,000 for it about 3 years ago. I really wanted it in my collection, but I just didn't have the money, you know, because my big thing once a year, Christmas time, I buy some kind of a motorcycle.
Yeah.
This year it was the Billy bike. And next year, I don't know what it'll be, but I, you know, I save up for a year and then I buy one of these things.
Yeah.
And I've been doing this half my life, so I got about 30 motorcycles sitting
cool.
around here.
I think somebody else is on the phone there.
Somebody on the phone?
Yes, it's Dominic from London.
Hi, Dominic.
Hi, Dominic.
I saw
hey
you
there.
Put your radio on there. You got your radio on now?
I have indeed, yes.
Oh,
only,
Dominic.
It's
so what's
the whole
going on, man?
To see me now. And I've got my nuclear receptors on, too.
I see you got the chat room going pretty good.
Yes.
You got quite a bunch of followers over there, don't you?
Yes, it's pulled me around the whole planet by the looks of it.
Yeah, do you ever talk, do you ever meet any of these people in person yet?
No. You know, I've just found out about that person, you know, that chap is from London who's talking on your show earlier on today, being from London, and sort of,
that
gosh,
boy.
Maybe I'll meet him one of these
days. Yeah, he was cool. Yeah, we'll get enough stirred up over there. I wish my family over there living in Isle of Wight would tune in, but I don't know. What time is it over there right now? Ain't that late, is
it? It's almost 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock, yeah, it's a little late.
Yes, I'm a bit of a night owl these days.
Now, what time do you get up in the morning?
About 12 o'clock or maybe 11 or 10.
Yeah, you're about on my schedule.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually got up today. I always get up early and fool around for a while at 6, and then I go back to bed till about 9.
No, I like to rush down to London
in the morning,
as often as
you know?
Possible and get back. It's a long journey down there.
Yeah.
And I'm usually kind of get down there by the time everything's closing.
Yeah, you ought to come and see me sometime.
Well, yes. If I learned how to teleport, I can come over, pop over tomorrow, but I haven't quite learned how to do that yet.
That's
cool. By the way, I still love your art. Steve, give him your email. You got to see Dominic's art.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's a great artist.
Yeah,
I'm going to put all my old sketches on very shortly. It's about 300 little drawings.
Yeah, send me the everything, you know.
Yeah, I'll give you my email.
And Dominic, yeah. I want to buy or trade you out of some of your art. I'm going to send me all your stuff, and I'm going to pick a few pieces out. Let's do some trading.
I've got to work out something because, you know, I haven't done anything for sale in a long time.
Yeah.
And I'll start creating images to be sold.
Yeah.
And you can see what happens there.
Yeah, because I want to trade you out of some of your artwork. I really like it.
But that sounds like a fantastic idea.
Yeah.
Music to my ears.
Yeah, and on top of that, I'll hang it in the house here, and then people will see it, because I get a lot of visitors, and then they might buy some from you.
Oh, that's fantastic, too.
But I really want some of it.
Yeah. Oh, well, thank you very much indeed.
Yeah.
I've got a strange sort of question. I've been greatly interested in the Betty and Barney Hill abduction case.
Yeah.
And I've taken a look at the map of the star map, and seen how much it looks like the map of the D-Day landing in 1946.
Right.
And also, around the time of the event took place, abduction took place. On the television, there was a Twilight Zone with Martin Landau, and he played an E.T., which had the way he was described. If you described him very loosely, you might kind of mix up the descriptions of the E.T.s and the Betty and Barney Hill case.
Marjorie Fish when she did the drawing of the Theta Reticuli 3. You're on the same wavelength, exactly.
Yeah, I was wondering, is something weird happening in the quantum field, kind of, you know, once something, some really interesting piece of information comes out from, you know, the extraterrestrial realm, something else kind of manifest to match up with it. It's kind of, you know, a more plausible, down-to-earth explanation. I confuses me. You know, you get a photograph of Ascot's from the by Billy, you know, Billy Meyer's friend or whatever she was, and then it turns out the photograph turns out to be a dancer from a Dean Martin, American TV show.
You know what? I'd like to see you do drawing of your interpretation of Sumyasi.
I've been thinking about it. I remember I once sent an email a long time ago to you because I you know, just mentioned something about my own Pleiadian experience, because I believe I've had some.
You didn't send me a color drawing at one point, did you? Somebody from over there did.
No, I haven't done that.
Okay.
No, I haven't. I haven't tried to invade your reality like that yet.
And I need a drawing of Sumyasi, and I need a drawing of Liara I'll tell you what, I'll commission you. Do you have a receptor of any kind yet?
I got a nuclear receptor on me.
Okay.
But I remember I was in a cafe, and suddenly it's kind of played in vibrations were coming through me while I was drawing, and I was kind of getting vague sketches that kind of express the idea of the way a Pleiadian looked and the space.
Here's what we'll do. I'll give you $150 credit for a black and white drawing of what you think Sumyasi looks like on any product that we have.
Okay.
Give you another $150 credit on what you think a black and white, you know, nicely drawn picture of what Liara looks like. And then
okay.
I'll just say this, Sumyasi has green eyes and dishwater blonde hair, which I used to tease her about, mm-hmm. and Liara is very Castilian looking. She has dark eyes and dark hair, dark, long, dark hair. And Sumyasi is 5'2", and Liara is about 6 feet tall.
Wow.
So just send me those two drawings, and you'll have a $300 credit.
Fantastic. I get buzzing into
the radio barter here on Dr. Fred's show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've got a spirit guide. She goes by the name of Jemima Tryon. And she has a name, Esef Merald, and she introduced me to a couple of Pleiadians, or three probably. One named Ally Adrien, and another, I can't remember, Hermiaja, and there was another one, I can't remember her name. There's a woman from Ishtar named Jejanada.
That's really cool. You know what Sumyasi's name is? Or, I mean, her mother's name is?
You mentioned it before.
It's Raya, R-A-Y-A.
Mm-hmm.
Raya.
Wow.
But when I met Jejanada, it just kind of threw my whole reality overboard for a few days.
Yeah, well, you're an artist, and, you know, your reality should be overboard. As long as you know where the ground is occasionally, you're fine.
Yeah, I was wondering which planet I was on.
Right, Steve?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. You ought to call in on Steve's show when he does his.
He does. He called me the other week when I was working on A Million People.
Yeah.
And he called me up. He said, Steve, I got light coming out of my eyes, my ears, my nose. He's really excited.
Well, Dominic's got some of the hottest art. You know, it goes all over the place. He's got some stuff that's Van Gogh-ish, if I ever saw it. He's got some heavy metal stuff. If he were out here in Hollywood, he'd be making millions with his art.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know, in England, they probably don't get it yet. But, uh-huh. I mean, you got to look at it. My daughter would freak out. I have a 27-year-old heavy metal guitarist daughter, singer, that would go crazy over your art. She's actually got art like yours on tattooed on her body, you know.
How big do you want the drawings of Semiasse
and Liara? And then I'll trade. You got $300 in credit coming.
How big would you like them?
Oh, all about, hang on, I'll give you dimensions.
A3.
I don't want them too big. Yeah, about, eight by 12 is fine. Small.
Okay, that sounds cool.
I want to put them in a frame and put them up on the wall and put your name on them.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's, you want 8 by 11. They come in frames.
Yeah,
8
by
11.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're way out of time. We're going to.
Yeah.
We're going to get kicked off the air. We're done. Hey,
okay.
All right,
goodbye. Love to talk to you
again.
Done.
It was a great show. Thanks for calling in, Dominic. I can't realize we're going to run over here in a minute.
Bye.
Yeah, and we had tonight's guest was Steve Barish. We had a couple of great callers from England. This has been Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show. You people down at Tantalk Radio 1340 down in Florida, we're going to come and see you in May. And we're in the heart of Tantalk Radio country. And now I'm getting ready to start my hydroplane. And I'm getting out of here. We got a big storm going on right now. So thanks, everybody, for making this one of the hottest shows on the radio.